Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting second, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting third, the right fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting fourth, the DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second, the right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third, the second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fifth, the catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gary Hancock. Batting seventh, the DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Quiñones. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Conroy. And now, play ball. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Paciorek moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paciorek. Davis reaches second base with a double. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. Hancock moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Gross reaches second base with a double. Hancock scores. Burrows moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patchy Orrick takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Kittle reaches third base with a triple. Patchy Orrick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nyman moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Nyman moves to third. Dibzinski moves to second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gross. The throw from Hill and he is out, Dibzinski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Mark Hill. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing center field. Joel Skinner now catching. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. One out. Bill Almon pinch hits for Gary Hancock. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burrows is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carney Lansford pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. Bill Almon now playing left field. Luis Quiñones now playing third base. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pachyorek. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Pachyorek steals second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nyman hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-2 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Nyman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ricky Henderson pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Nyman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricky Henderson now playing left field. Bill Almon now playing first base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heath bunts in front of the plate. Skinner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty McNeely pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Tony Phillips pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Phillips reaches second base with a double. McNeely goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 White Sox. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-3 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quiñones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Parsons pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.